Blog Talk Radio.
Come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play some great gospel hip-hop here. All righty. Okay, I got some new stuff I downloaded. So here we go.
I'm a bad kid with a great... Hey, what's going on, everyone? You in the mix with my big homie, Jay Smoke.
Jay Smoke?
Jay Smoke. Holla at your boy.
I'm a bad kid with a great guy. I'm a renegade, I don't take sides. You live a fake life, you gon' run it high. I'ma lay back with my new slides. Bought a new house and a new ride. With the same spouse and the kid is mine. I had to trust God with a few signs. Told me to rest, but I sinned and I had to grind. Why? Sometimes I regret that I love too much. I question myself, did I love enough? Yeah. I am so done being muzzled up. I just want love, not lust. I know my God is not done with us. You want your minimum wage, I'm headed for a maximum stage. I can't help but leave them amazed. They know that I'm not gonna be fazed by what you be saying. Yo, I got these days ahead of me. Feel like my life is a melody. I'm moving past all of these memories. Only wanna move when God is sending me.
I'm a bad kid with a great guy. I'm a renegade, I don't take sides. You live a fake life, you gon' run it high. I'ma lay back with my new slides. Bought a new house and a new ride. With the same spouse and the kid is mine. I had to trust God and he gave me signs. Told me to rest but I sinned and I had to grind. Why? I'm tired of being ambitious and focused. When God want me up on the mountain like Moses. It's when I'm away that my God draw me closest. Why am I acting so hopeless? I already know this. I feel energetic when I know it's not me, it's God who said it. I look in the future, I know that I feel it prophetic. You speak against me, then know that your life is pathetic. Speaking of death, watch your breath before you need in the medic. You don't do nothing, admit it. I already know you ain't changed in a minute. You don't got guts like you lost an appendix. Whatever I lost, my God'll replenish. Better than ever, better than the best. Moving these mountains, feeling Everest. Devil in my face, yeah, we neck to neck. God giving high grace, hundredfold, I'm blessed.
I'm a
bad kid with a great guy. I'm a renegade, I don't take sides. You live a fake life, you gon' run it high. I'ma lay back with my new slide. Bought a new house and a new ride. With the same spouse and the kid is mine. I had to trust God and he gave me signs. Told me to rest, but I sinned and I had to grind.
Run it up. Let me get a yawn of a reference, only to the Father in heaven. We know we could die any second, nobody knows the time that we left with. So we mob and we stepping in a godless direction, but my mind is protected. I create songs and fill it with napalm, every rhyme or a line of design is a weapon. It's kind of depressing, cause I can guarantee ain't nobody here gonna touch a hair on my head. Crucify the flesh on a daily and I doubt myself now that you're aware that I'm dead. Let me chill, if hell is real and you would be smart man to fear what I said. Nothing to compare it with, there is no comparing it to any nightmare in my head. And I say that with the same amount of confidence, it's kinda like I was physically there and I checked. But I wasn't, it's the word of God, it's infallible and every single word's in here that I read. Ooh, I'm starting to feel myself. Let me chill, cause the only one worthy of praise here easily is G.O.D. So if you compete with me, you finna get played like a reindeer. Let me change gears, cause all of you chumps coming at bumps, looking for some feedback, like a game chair. Lean back, cause you'll get slumped worse than obese dads in a beanbag. And I mean that, that is why you'll never need to ask. Yo, Bumpy, did he spaz? When it come to me on these tracks, I'm a white tee and a jean jacket, we perfectly match. If and when we clash, you can get really bad, cause the same power G.O.D. has is willing in me, so before you ever give it out of me, head would freeze, fella, relax. Lost from the recess, God in his speech, what you call Elohim rap. Long as that when we rap, got your heads rocking back and forth like a Money Mayweather on a speed bag. I'm a changed man, but there used to be a time where I knew a couple street cats. All I had to do was make a call and they would reach out and try to touch you like a game of freeze tag.
Nah, cause they say God isn't real. Then I tell them they gon' have to prove that. Then they came out with the steel. Tell them watch out cause we about to
run it up, run it up, run it up. We about to run it up, run it up, run it up. Run it up, run it up, run it up. Run it up, run it up, run it up. Run it up. Run it up. Run it up. Run it up.
powered up.
Praise to the Lord, I'm a raps are wiser. In fact, then I use mumble rappers for appetizers. In the mood for the rapture, minus any pastor who fight for the last of the righteous pastor. I'm a monster. Priest tagging, I'm frozen. Dream match in a moment. In a rematch, and I'm Hogan. You can see half of the slogan. We don't see cash, but Jehovah. Go. Trying to get my style. Imagine a big pun set up like the Undertaker. It started the joke slam, and he won the fake. And it started to go ham for the sun to save you, huh? Monster. We part of a clean market. It seems hard when they plea bargain. And we sparking the three targets of these harlots. Are re-jogging of Steve Harvey.
Run it up.
When the black ain't heat, VVS keep them cold. Yeah.
Felt like Kanye when I dropped out of college. Met the rock, I just start dropping the knowledge. And if they want it, then they know that I got it. I'm trying to bring the ghetto proper, it just might get violent. Lost a lot of homies, a lot of empty bottles. Where I'm from, you probably want a duck. They be hunting knots like they be hunting duck. Don't really trust nobody, so I told a ratchet. Got that Louis belt, the match the Louis jacket. I know you see me faded, I don't do the capping. If I ever say it, then I promise I can back it.
Never catch yeah. They tryna hop on the rag, yeah. Well, we in the game and we call it plays, hey. Yeah, I got my weight up, I carry the load. In it for life, ain't no breaking the odds. Got it in blood, now you know the code. They got me saying, shoot, yeah, shoot, yeah.
Oh, wow, amen, amen. That's some great Jerry Christian gospel hip-hop, give that download. Amen. Let's bring on Pastor Wanda. She is here with us tonight. Okay, it is her night, Woman of God, Daughters of a King. Okay, let her bless us with her message. Amen. Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored as well. Ready for a great show.
Amen. All right, you ready?
Oh, yes.
All praise and honor go to God, be the head of my life, and welcome to Rainbow Ministries, Women of God, Daughters of the King. I hope everybody had a great week, and all praise and honor go to God. Amen. Tonight's word, what did Jesus mean when he said, I am the good shepherd? Okay. I hope you have your paper and pen. Have a lot of scriptures to back everything up. Amen.
Amen.
I am the good shepherd in John 10:10 is the fourth and the seventh time that declaration of Jesus recorded only in John, the gospel. This all proclaimed the point of his unique divine identity. And immediately after he declared that he is the door in John 10:7, Jesus declared, I am the good shepherd. He describes himself as not only the shepherd, but the good shepherd. What does it mean? If it should be understood that Jesus is the good shepherd, not simply a good shepherd, as only may be, but he is the unique and the characteristic is the shepherd. You go to Psalms 23 and Zechariah 3:17, Hebrews 13:20, and 1 Peter 2:25, and 1 Peter 5:4. The Greek word is kazio. Translated good describes which is noble, wholesome, good, and beautiful. In contrast, which is a wicked meaning, foul, and unleavened. It signifies not only which is good, its inward character, but also that which attracts outwardly. It is a niche goodness, therefore is used to paraphrase the good shepherd. Jesus referred as an inheritor of goodness, his righteousness, and his beauty. As the shepherd of the sheep, he is the one who protects and guides and nurtures his flock. As he did in the declaration, he is the door of the shepherd. And that's John 10:7. Jesus makes a contrast between himself and religious leaders and the Pharisees in John 10:12-13. He compares them to be a hireling, a hired hand, who does not really care about the sheep in John 10:19. Jesus speaks of thieves and robbers who sought to enter the sheepfold steadily. In that phrase, the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, contract with Jesus, who is the door. Here in John 10:12, the hireling is a contract of his true or faithful shepherd who willing, the true or faithful shepherd who willing to give up his life for his sheep. He who is a hireling works for wages, which is the main consideration. His concern is not for the shepherd. A hired hand is not is the shepherd. That's all he's saying. Instead, enjoying the shepherd of an ancient time were not used as the owner of a flock. Nevertheless, they were expected to exercise the same caring and concern of their owner would. This was the character of a true shepherd. However, some of the hired threw themselves as a result. Then when the wolves appear, the most common threat to a sheep in that day, the hireling would abandon the flock and flee and leave the sheep to be scattered or killed. And that's in John 10:12-13. First, to be better understanding the purpose of a shepherd during the time of Jesus, it is helpful to realize the sheep are utterly defenseless and totally dependent upon the shepherd. Sheep are always subject to danger and must always be under the watchful eye of a shepherd as they gaze. Rushing walls of water and fall, the valley for suddenly heavy rain may sweep them away. Robbers may steal them. The wolves may attack the flock. David tells us how he killed a lion and a bear while defending his father's flock as a shepherd boy. And that's in 1 Samuel 17:36. Driving snow in the winter, binding dust and burning sands in the summer, long, lonely hours each day. All these are shepherd patient and doing the welfare of the flock. In fact, shepherds were frequently subject to grave dangers, sometimes even give their lives to protect the sheep. Likewise, Jesus gave his life on the cross as a good shepherd for his own. He would have saved others, so he had the power, did not choose to save himself. The Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve. Hold on. The Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve and to give him his life as a ransom for many. That's in Matthew 20:28. Through his willing sacrifice, the Lord made salvation possible for the whole world and who all came to him in faith. He proclaimed that he is the good shepherd. Jesus speaks of laying down his life for the shepherd, I mean the sheep, in John 10:15 and John 17:18. Excuse me, y'all. Jesus, therefore, divine appointed. It is only through him that we receive salvation. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I know by my own. And that's John 10:14. Jesus makes it clear that it wasn't just for the Jews that he laid down his life for, but also for the other sheep, I have which are not in the fold. Them also I will bring, and they will hear my voice. And there would be the flock of one shepherd, that's John 10:16. The other shepherd clearly refers to the Gentiles. As a result, Jesus is a good shepherd over all, both Jews and Gentiles, who come to believe upon him. And that's John 3:16. And we'll take a break, and we're coming back to break it down in Psalms 23. Amen?
Amen. All righty. Okay. Well, let's play a song here. Heaven Sounding Sweet by Terry Arthur.
When I ask, Yah gives me strength to rise again. When I'm weary from the struggle of it all, so I listen, how I listen for his call. Heaven sounds sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'm gonna leave this world behind. Heaven sounding sweeter all the time. Loved one to the grave.
But I know we have that blessed hope Yahshua gave. For Yahweh will wipe all the tears from our eyes. When we meet him in that home he made for you and I, heaven sounded sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my someday I'm gonna leave this world behind. Heaven sounded sweeter all the time. Heaven sounded sweeter.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll play another song here. We'll play Mercy by Cary Arthur.
a day not so far away when you'll be crying mercy. Oh, yeah.
And that is something awesome that God has new mercy each and every day on us. And, you know, we need to give God praise and honor always and knowing that he's our good shepherd. So let's look at Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalms 23 is the most popular and beloved Psalms in the Bible. We often hear it recited in churches or during time of mourning. Yet it's more than just a beautiful poetic stanza. Before David became a king of Israel, he was a shepherd. He took care of and protected the flocks and sheep. And he wrote this psalm describing God as a shepherd and that God, through this beautiful metaphor, Psalms 23 is invaluable insight into the character of God and his plans for his children. Hope you have your paper and pen. First, God is our caring provider. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. Verse 1 and 2 explains how God is like a shepherd who provides and cares for his sheep. We have need of nothing because the shepherd provides everything. We can rest and relax knowing that God is taking care of us. With God leading us, we can experience peace and provision. Now we understand the sheep are not to be smart animals, so they need someone to take care of them, protect them, and even correct them. Sheep needs guidance to safety pastures, and we too need a shepherd to guide us into safety and lead us to provision. Sometimes we think we know better than the shepherd. We're sure that we can take care of ourselves, but we can't, really can't. Let's look at Mark 6:34. Jesus compared to the people, to the sheep. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. Obviously, shepherdless sheep are not a good thing. Likewise, we need Jesus as our shepherd. Let's look at verse 3. God cares for us spiritually. It's back to Psalm 23. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Tonight, our shepherd cares for us, and he is able to restore our soul. Our soul is compared to our compromise of our mind, will, and emotion. There is not one person on this planet who hasn't experienced some pain, disappointment, or grief in their soul. But the good news is our shepherd cares for us and he is able to restore our soul. He restores and heals our mind, emotion, renew our strength, our very life. Our shepherd also leads us in the right way. In John 10:27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. When we submit to his will and his ways, we can be sure that he guides us along the path that is best for us. And for the sake of his name and his glory, he guides our will to line up with his. Let's look at number 4. God protects us. Verse 4 in Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through the valley, the dark valley, I will feel no evil, for you are with me. Sheep are pretty helpless animals, unable to fend themselves. Without a shepherd to protect and guide them, sheep are easy targets for predators. Additionally, because they're dumb, sheep wander off and get lost, put themselves in great danger. Shepherds often risk their lives to rescue the sheep. They carry a rod and a staff to protect and correct their sheep. They beat off any beast trying to attack the sheep with the sheep. Hold on. They prone the sheep when one is going the wrong way to stir them back to safety. And the same with a way with us. Holy Spirit. All we are like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every way to his own way in Isaiah 53:6. Sometimes we wander off and get into trouble, but we can't trust God that cares for us and will protect and guide us if we allow him. Even when we go through different times, we don't need to be afraid because we know the shepherd is with us. In the midst, we can take text and guide us with his rod, and the staff walks with us in the darkness of the valley. Even when we face with death, we don't need to be afraid. Number 5, God bless us. We still back in 23. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's no way around it. God actually honors and blesses us right in front of our enemies. That's right. He show off with abundant blessing us before the very one who wants to see us fall. We don't have to worry about what others say or think about us because we know that God has our back and that we serve him is never for nothing. He will never fail us, and he will make sure that justice will prevail. After all, if God is for us, who can be against us in Romans 8:31? We can be assured that God's goodness and mercy will pursue us every single day when we allow the shepherd to be with us. Will God's love and goodness overtake us? We can dwell in his presence every day, even until we finally spend eternity with him. Jesus Christ is our good shepherd. Go to John 10:11. Jesus Christ, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. He was clearly referring to the fact that he was giving his life up to save us, his sheep. Jesus was the shepherd who became the sheep in Isaiah 53. It's full of Masonic scripture describing the Masonic would be like. In verse 7 said, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before the shears, he's silent. So he opened not his mouth. God the Father sent his son. Jesus become the final blood sacrifice for our sin and all mankind. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God was taken away the sins of the world in John 1:29. Thank God for the good shepherd who became the perfect sacrifice Lamb of God, removing our sin, guilt, shame, and making us the right way with our Heavenly Father. And that is your Bible study in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you receive this and would you like to know the good shepherd and for him to lead and guide you, he have made it freely to receive salvation. This is a free gift. Jesus took on everything so you can have this gift. The sin of God was placed upon him. The wrath of God was placed upon him. Death could not stop him. He have made it a way to be able to repent and to come to know Jesus Christ. And if you would like this gift, as Pastor bring forth the salvation call, please do. Jesus is calling in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, I am. Well, you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Guess what, folks? You get a chance to do so this very moment. All you have to do is just simply say this prayer after me. And Jesus will with open arms, saying, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we want you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that phone number is area code 657-383-1487, and press that one key, and I will bring you on so that you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior this blessed night. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've got callers, but nobody has pressed the one key at this very moment, Pastor Martin. Okay, so... always they just press the one key. Okay. Whoa. Let's see. One, you're on there.
Underwear.
You don't have time for Jesus. You need Jesus.
Yep. I don't know. Okay. Let's try
one more, Pastor, and if it's not, then we'll just come on tomorrow in Jesus' name. We're going to ask God to bless him.
Yeah, amen. Well, we'll try one more. We'll see.
All right, Pastor, pray it out. You can pray it out or you want me to pray it out?
Yeah, I'll let you pray it out, and I'm going to play some more music.
All right. Okay, so, Father, we just glorify and magnify because you're such an awesome God. And, Father God, we thank you for the word that's being brought forth. We thank you for the living word. We thank you that you're the shepherd. And, Father God, we can't do anything. We move and have our beings only through you. As we go in the night, in the sleep and slumber, bless us, Father God, and keep angels encamped around us. And bless every listener, Father God, that received this message that on Rainbow Ministry, and I ask you to let this ministry flourish, Father God. And I bind the enemy up right now in the name of Jesus and call forth the fire to surround the ministry, as well as the pastor, the overseers, as well as every hearer, Father God. And Father God, we love you. We thank you. Thank God for Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. See you tomorrow, Pastor.
For that message you gave tonight. Are you going to be on tomorrow night and give another one?
Yes, I already have another one, Pastor. He already have me prepared, okay?
Amen. Sounds great.
All right. God bless you. Tell Tony I say hello. In Jesus' name, I love both of you all. And you all have a blessed and a prosperous night in Jesus' name. Love you.
You do, Pastor Juan. Love you, too. All righty. We'll take another caller here, 111. You're on here. Goodbye. All righty. Well, I'm going to play a mixtape. Okay. it's titled More Than a Conqueror, and it's a gospel mixtape. Here we go.
More music at gospelminds.com.
And go, oh, me. before you're through. Oh, kakanal mo, very nearly gave worgi, and the mozi, netogi, nakisia wanyinyigi. Oh, kakanal mo, very nearly gave worgi, and the mozi.
Been dried with scriptures. May I stand on a when my walk feels dry with scriptures. There I stand on a shelf. It's not about me, it's not about self, it's all about you and kingdom come. It's not about me, it's not about self, it's all about you. It's all about Yeshua Mashiach, the one who is to come. It's all about It's all about
Yeshua Mashiach.
It's all about
Yeshua Mashiach.
Lift up your hands to Him. It's all about
Yeshua Mashiach.
It's my walk's been dry with the light. There I stand,
I give you my
soul. On a shelf.
I give you all of me. It belongs to you. I give you my heart. Surrender it all to you. I give you my soul. It belongs to you. I give you my heart, I surrender it all to you. I give you my soul, it belongs to you. Surrender it all to you. Jesus in my life? Does he Jesus in my life? Oh, when man see me, when man see me, does he Jesus in my life? Does he Jesus in my life? When man see me, does he Jesus in my life? Does he Jesus in my life? When man see me, when man see me, does he Jesus in my life? Does he Jesus in my life? When man see you, when man see you, does he Jesus in your life? Does he Jesus in your life? Oh, wonderful Savior. Oh, wonderful Savior. I am saving. I am saving.
John chapter 11 verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. In John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. In John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. So Jesus, the Savior. The Bible teaches that everyone who believes in Jesus will never die. In John chapter 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Amen? So believing in Jesus is one of the five matters of salvation that are discussed in the Bible. We must believe in Jesus. We must confess our belief in him. We must repent, be baptized, and obey God's commandments. So all paths to heaven go through Jesus. Therefore, it's imperative that we know who he is, so that we can learn from him and follow in his example. The example of Jesus. You can never go wrong following the example of Jesus. There is a popular expression, what would Jesus do? It is popular for a reason. Thinking about how Jesus would handle a situation is the best thing that anyone can do. We would do well in any situation to pause and ask ourselves how Jesus would handle these things. So therefore, the more that we know about life and the teaching of Jesus, the more successful we will be in trying to follow his perfect example. The Bible is full of scriptures that talk about the importance of following Jesus, his teachings, his example. For today's lesson, we have selected these three scriptures. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, for you have been called for the purpose since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth, and while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And finally, John chapter 8, verse 12, then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. We are his flock. In his own words, Jesus said in John 10, verse 12, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And John 10, 14 to 15, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. There are several takeaways from those two verses. From them, we learned that Jesus is a good shepherd because he was willing to die for us. So if we follow Jesus, he will know us as God the Father knows him. These are comforting words to meditate on. They show just how much our Savior loves us. As we reflect on that, we must always remember that while on earth, Jesus was God and a man at the same time. Therefore, he can relate to all our feelings and emotions. These following three verses talk about Jesus being both God and man. In John chapter 1, verse 13, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. Have this attitude in yourselves, which also in Christ Jesus, who has already existed in the form of God. Do not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a bondservant and being born in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things, just as we are, yet without sin. As followers of Jesus, we are his flock. And because we are his flock, he knows us. And because when he was on earth, Jesus was both God and man, he understands our struggles and our temptations. It is a great privilege to have Jesus as our good shepherd. As a good shepherd, Jesus knows us, loves us, and he protects us. So in conclusion, there's only one way to get to heaven, and that is through Jesus. This is the reason for enough for us to make sure that we understand as much as we can about Jesus, who Jesus is, who he was during his time on earth, and how much he loves us. We cannot follow Jesus unless we know who he is. And we cannot understand who he is without reading the Bible. One of the ways that Jesus referred to himself as the Good Shepherd, he is the Good Shepherd and we follow him. He will know us, love us, and protect us. We will end today's study with the following words spoken by Jesus in John chapter 14, verses 15 through 17. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever in the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Amen. I hope this lesson goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All righty. All right, yes, amen. Well, let's play some more music here. Okay. Well, I'm going to play a morning praise mix. I know it's not the morning, but it's good God's music. Amen.
NigerDJMixtapes.com.
DJ Shaw on the wheels of steel.
Oh Lord have mercy. Nothing will just switch me but your tender mercy. Now you will lift me up whenever I'm down. I can't do without your love. Oh, in every situation. You are my redemption, you're my solution. Now you are that lift me up whenever I'm down. I can't do without your love.
Jesus, my open the mirror, butterflies in the belly, all the nuts of a soul. See the way you love me, see the way you care for me. You carry my matter for your head.
Even may your feet
Mario. You know they carry me, they play.
Oh yeah. the morning.
Oh yeah,
my trust is in you.
I put them all in you, Jesus.
I put them all in you.
Hey, my trust is in you. See my baby, yeah, yeah.
I put them all in you.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My
yeah,
trust
yeah.
is in
hey,
you.
Oh,
diablo, no quiere entero. Boy, come low, I am a walking follow. Boy, come low, who got it?
Ladies and gentlemen, the DJ.
Iko mame bengeche, kuta Jehovah. Without Jehovah, I just wanna say thank you to you for watching all over me. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, Papa, I just wanna say thank you
for watching all over.
Hey, Papa, I just wanna say thank you
for watching all over.
Oh, Papa, I just wanna say thank you
for watching all over.
Holy Sepulchre, Holy Sepulchre, you won't be anywhere. All songs of me that don't hold. Hey, Papa, I just wanna say thank you
for watching all over.
Hey, Papa, I just wanna say thank you
for watching all over.
Become from me, bank a check without your home. Without Jehovah, I just wanna say thank you to you for watching all over me. I just wanna say that I'm grateful for fighting all my battles. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, Papa, I just wanna say thank you for watching all over me. Hey, Papa, I just wanna say thank you.
fall. My name will get leveled to your God. Whether you old, whether you broke, my name will get leveled to your God. Father Mbaka, adoration, hey. Everybody get leveled to your God. Hey. And make up for, Jesus for, as you know, no get leveled to your God.
Up in the music.
See me eyes, one name will get leveled to your God. I work at you, you work at you.
DJ Shaw on the wheels of steel.
We got a caller here, 111. You're on here. Oh, really? Okay, goodbye, 111. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, I know the ways that you take. Though you may feel lost, you are not lost. For I am on the inside of you, directing every step. The heat of the situation will not destroy you. You are not being destroyed. You are not being refined. In the midst of pressure, I am working. Not to harm you, but to teach the enemy a lesson, not to put his hands on your life. You will see by the end of the matter that his lies and his assaults have only served to set you up for promotion and increase. You are coming out of this without even a smell of smoke on your garments. Let your mouth pray, for I am listening. The natural mind wants to ask the question, God, where are you? I'm here, and I am listening. My ear is open to your cry. I'm not ignoring you. It is difficult for the natural mind to recognize my voice when the enemy is pressing down on your life so intensely. Go deeper. Listen not with the ear of natural perception, but with the hearing of your human spirit. That is where I live and where I am enthroned. You will hear my voice saying, this is the way. Walk you in it. That will be the shortest distance between where you are now and where the exit is from the challenge you are facing. In the midst of this difficulty, take time for self-examination. Be willing to identify untruthful and unhelpful attitudes and habits that only engender more misery. Bring them to me and leave them as sins forgiven and transgressions repented of. This is a good thing, and out of all the challenge of the current situation, my blessing will be made manifest unto you. Amen. And it goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All righty. Alrighty, well, I'm going to end tonight. I want to say God bless everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in and listening. Again, thanks to the people in the chat room that were here. God bless you all. And we'll see you tomorrow night with another great episode of Woman of God, Daughters of a King with Pastor Wanda tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Until then, bye-bye all.